Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I think it's finally fair to ask the question, is ESPN screwing Big 12 basketball on purpose? I don't believe it's a conspiracy. Some of you might say that. I don't think it is. I'm Pete Mundo, Heartland College Sports, how you find us covering the Big 12. I'm in a good mood. I mean, my Chiefs are going to the Super Bowl. I know some of you are going to get in the comments about the refs. Please, please don't do it. Don't do it to yourself. Don't look like fools, speaking of conspiracies. But I was so annoyed, and I hope you were as well, by something I addressed on the YouTube and podcast show earlier in the week. I did the show on Sunday, and if you're on the radio show, then you don't get the Sunday show, so I hope you go subscribe on YouTube and on the podcast, find it. Wherever you get your podcast, search Heartland College Sports, and right now hit that thumbs up on this video. You look at one of the great games in the Big 12. Frankly, one of the great games in all of college basketball on Monday night. And it was Arizona beating number 3 Iowa State in overtime, 86-75. Now, of course, if you're an Iowa State fan, you're not going to feel that way. But objectively, it was a great game. It was back and forth, blow for blow. Arizona's up in the first half. Iowa State comes, you know, roaring back, ties the game midway through the second half. And, I mean, it was just a back and forth game. And then, of course, the game goes to overtime after a half-court heave by Caleb Love, ties the game at 71, and you knew at that point Arizona was going to win. Just like you knew on Sunday, Houston was going to win against Kansas going to double OT. You knew Arizona was going to win that game. One of the great games in college basketball this season, and how many people do you think were awake at 1 o'clock in the morning to watch that game wrap up on the East Coast? Or midnight in the central time zone to watch the end of one of the best games of the year? Not many of us. Heck, I wasn't up. I woke up to it and watched it back on the highlights. I wish I could say I was up, but I wasn't. Like most people, I have a job. I happen to wake up earlier than a lot of people doing what I do with a morning radio show in Kansas City. But you know what? We work for a living. We try to be productive members of society. We can't stay up until midnight to watch a Monday night college basketball game. So why was this game so late? I get it. It's in Arizona. Okay, so you can cater to more of a West Coast television slot. We get that. But this is not BYU kicking off at 9:15 on a Saturday night, where, you know what, you stay up till 12:30, 1 o'clock on Saturday if you really want to. You're kind of dragging butt to church on Sunday, but you're going to make it. This is a Monday night. This is a regular season basketball game. We get like 30 of them. This is not 10, 11, 12 college football games on a Saturday where you'll stay up, you know, on a Saturday night to watch your favorite team play a couple of times late every season. It's a Monday night regular season college basketball game. And for ESPN to bury this game the way it did and put Duke NC State, I believe it was, in the 7:30 Eastern time slot. And then it was 8:30 Eastern time. And then you bump Iowa State, Arizona to 10:30 Eastern, 9:30 Central is just absurd to me. Start the Duke game at, you know, a normal time. Start the Duke game on Monday night at 6 o'clock Central time, 7 o'clock Eastern. They're playing NC State, who's no good this year anyway. And then you roll that into a regular big Monday time of 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Central. Why would ESPN not do that? And it's hard to not go down. Some of you might call this a rabbit hole, but with ESPN, I don't think anything's a rabbit hole. It's hard to not wonder what the heck they're thinking with a late tip like this. You really think they maximize their audience at 1 a.m. Eastern time for the end of this game? There's no way. There's no way. It feels to me like they're burying the Big 12. Whether or not that's on purpose, I don't know. They've done this in football. They have disrespected the Big 12. We saw that on display every single week, College Game Day and elsewhere from ESPN. So why would I not roll that into the idea that they're doing the very same thing in basketball? And it wasn't any better on Tuesday night. You look at Tuesday night's schedule in the Big 12, and what's going on? You've got Kansas and UCF playing on ESPN Plus on Tuesday night. In fact, when you look at Tuesday night, Baylor BYU's on ESPN 2. Arizona State Colorado on ESPN Plus. Whatever, I get that. That's fine. You got Cincinnati and Utah playing on CBS Sports Network. You have Kansas, one of the top three brands in the entire sport, playing, you know, a pretty good UCF team. I know they blew them out earlier in the season, but UCF beat KU last year. UCF is playing some sneaky good basketball. They demolished TCU the other night. You know, I mean, they've beaten who they're supposed to beat. They have a good win at Texas Tech. They're 4-4 in Big 12 play. They're absolutely in a position to make the NCAA tournament, and they're playing a top two or three brand in college basketball, and they're on ESPN+. What is ESPN airing on Tuesday night? Well, let's take a look. They've got Kentucky at Tennessee going on. Okay, all right. I mean, that's a top 12 matchup. I can't hate that. What's on ESPN2? Let's see. Oh, Toledo at Ohio is on ESPN2. Huh. Toledo at Ohio is on ESPN2. You got to be kidding me. What's on ESPNU? Rice at South Florida. Now, what ESPN will say, they won't say it out loud, but here's what's going on. They want more and more subscriptions to ESPN Plus because that is where the model is going with these subscriptions, right? And they know they can put teams with diehard fan bases on ESPN Plus once in a while, and they can get them to sign up and subscribe, and in the end, not a lot's going to be done. That's part of the game here. But at the same time, a night after you've got one of the great games of the college basketball season ending at 1 a.m. Eastern time because of your dopey TV schedule, football's basically over. There's one more football game left. There's nothing in the way. Everything's about basketball. You stack a Duke-NC State game at 8:30 Eastern. You push Arizona-Iowa State to 10:30 Eastern time. It goes to overtime, and nobody's awake to see Caleb Love hit a three-pointer from half court. That does not make any sense to me. And if I'm Brett Yormark, I'm getting on the horn once again. I'm getting on the horn with ESPN, and I'm saying, are we partners or not? Like, here's what's going on, too. The SEC is having a great season in college basketball. The SEC is right now the best conference in college basketball. I mean, it pains me to say as a Big 12 guy, but I can't deny it. And it's not just about the ranked teams. The Big 12 does not look as deep as we thought it was going to be. There's a lot of garbage right now at the bottom of the conference on the hardwood. And I wish I was wrong about that, but I'm not. I would argue the football depth is, in hindsight, going to be more impressive than the basketball depth in this conference. That's just how it goes. You know, sometimes you're wrong in the predictions. SEC is stacked right now. And I can't say I'm surprised because, once again, with NIL ruling the world, if you got the money for the coaches, the facilities, and yes, the players, and the SEC has more of it than anybody, guess what? You can buy yourself a pretty darn good team. It doesn't matter if it's programs that have traditionally not been good at basketball. It doesn't really matter whether or not anybody thinks of Texas A&M as a great basketball brand. It's not. But you know what? They're having a good year, right? I mean, the SEC is really good this season. And if your goal, if you're ESPN, which obviously owns the entire SEC brand and all the rights, if your goal is to continue to grow that gap between the SEC and everybody else, well, you're going to make sure that you put your premier brands from the premier network that you have all the rights for and you are paying a fortune to, you're going to make sure that you put them in the spots that make them look the best. And then that's how KU ends up being on ESPN Plus playing a good game against a UCF team. Sneaky good game against the UCF team. That's how all this works. And that's where Brett Yormark, I believe, is going to have to get involved here at some point and make the case to his own TV partner that, guys, I understand the relationship that you have with ESPN or with the SEC. I get it. I understand it. I'm not naive. I get the money. I understand it's more. I get they're the top priority. But please do not bury us. Please do not treat us the way that we are getting treated, because the Big 12 and the Big 12 fan, most importantly, you, me, the Big 12 fan, is not being treated well right now by the Big 12's biggest TV partner. And that's where I would love to see more of these games. Go to CBS Sports Network. Look at TNT for the next contract. Look anywhere but ESPN. Because if ESPN's going to treat you like garbage, who cares? And let's add this to the equation as well. There was always this fear from, I would say, sports conferences and sports leagues that, well, we want to do something with ESPN because they're the worldwide leader. And if we have a good relationship with them, then that will be good for us. If we maintain a good relationship, they will help promote our games and our brands and our teams, and that's good for business, right? Well, two things are happening. First off, there is blatant disrespect happening for the Big 12, and we've seen it in football, and I believe we're seeing it now in basketball. And then on top of that, the media landscape is getting so fragmented. Who really watches ESPN for its non-live sports programming? Like, no one's like, I got to sit down today and I got to watch Get Up. Like, I, with all due respect, there's some good guys on there, but it is not appointment television because, well, there's just so many options. You've got shows like this. You've got, you know, YouTube channels all over the internet. You've got podcasts ad nauseum. The media space is fragmented. Big 12 fans are going to find the content that they want. They're going to find the games that they want to watch. And I don't believe ESPN did a lick's worth of promoting this conference. In fact, it felt like the biggest moments for the Big 12 with ESPN was when they were knocking the Big 12. Like Desmond Howard on College Game Day. Why are we even picking Arizona State, Kansas State? So why are you going to keep that going? What's the point? I know these contracts are out a few years, but the Big 12 does have a shorter term deal than a lot of these other leagues, which means they can reevaluate things sooner than others can. So I am very much skeptical as to what's going on here in this conference with some of these TV schedule deals. I mean, heck, you look at Wednesday night, it's no better. Houston, the number six team in the country, off that double OT win against Kansas, is on the road at West Virginia. That's a great game. It's a huge game in the Big 12. It's a West Virginia team that, yes, has lost 3 of 4, but is still one of the big surprises in college basketball and has beaten two top 10 teams. They won at Kansas, and they beat Iowa State at home 2 weeks ago. This is a huge game in the Big 12. Where's the game? ESPN Plus. Go figure, right? That game's on ESPN Plus on Wednesday night. Same exact problem. And it's getting to the point where it is awfully insulting, you know? I don't know how else to put it. But they can't get a single big-time game on ESPN this week in the Big 12 outside of a 10:30 Eastern time tip between Arizona and Iowa State. You got to be kidding me with that.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Yeah, Richard, I fell asleep watching last night Arizona-Iowa State. Had to recap in the morning. Richard, you're not alone, buddy. Most people were not awake for a great Big 12 basketball game. It's a damn shame. I'm Pete Mundo on Heartland College Sports. Glad that you are here with us as a part of the show. And as always, drop your comments. Hit that thumbs up on the video. It does help us tremendously. And it's the time of year when people slow down subscribing to the channel and subscribing to the podcast. And I'm here to ask you, as a fellow Big 12 diehard, to not slow down, to subscribe, because that helps the channel continue to grow. And one of my favorite comments on the YouTube channel, and this was actually on the podcast as well, one of our ratings and reviews came in the other day, and it was like, this is the best Big 12 channel because you guys don't do clickbait. And that means a lot to me. We don't do clickbait. I'm not interested in that. It's cheap. It's a short-term win. It's not how you build a show. It's not how you build a brand. And there are people around the Big 12 that like that. And you know what? I suppose more power to them. We have a great business going here. We have a small business with a great group of guys who care passionately about the Big 12. We're independent. We're not owned by anybody. It's me. I mean, you ask the guys, I'm making the payroll every 2 weeks, all right? It's just me. And we have a growing group of guys who are just outstanding and love this conference. So that's who you're supporting. And we don't ask for any information. Just subscribe to the show and the podcast. And if you can, leave that rating and review as well. It does help a lot. I want to address something on the football side that I found really interesting. And it's from somebody who I respect who has been on this show a lot. And that is the move, and it was the big move in college football this week. Jim Knowles going from Ohio State to Penn State. Remember, he was at Oklahoma State. That's where he really made his name as a coordinator. He was fantastic with Oklahoma State. I mean, he was the man at Oklahoma State. And then he got a huge payday from Ohio State and he left. And now he gets an enormous payday from Penn State, so he goes to State College. He's from the Philadelphia area. That's where he was born. You can't hate it. But then again, you can hate it, right? You can. It's fair to hate it. I hate it, and I don't care about either one of these teams. So I heard Josh Pate, who's been on the show many times. He's, I would say, a friend of the show. I think I could call him that, and he'd be fine with that. He was talking about this on his show earlier in the week, and he does an awesome job with his YouTube channel and his podcast. And he was talking about how much he hated this just for the sport. You know, going from a rival that just won a national championship to one of the biggest rivals that program has, Ohio State to Penn State, like, he hates it for the sport. And so do I. I hate it for the sport. But when I saw the news, I didn't have any hatred or reaction to it. Because college football and just college sports in general has become so transactional. 5 years ago, I would have hated it. 5 years ago, I would have ranted and said, this is not what college sports is all about. And, ruh, 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 ruh. And now I'm like, you know what? All college sports is about is the highest bidder every year. That's the world we're in. I don't like that world. I've talked about how we need to fix that world. We do. But I don't hate the move from Jim Knowles. I mean, players are going from Team A to their greatest rival in Team B. You're seeing that happen. So if it's happening with the players and we just kind of shrug and say, well, NIL, free agency every year, why would I get bent out of shape and hate it for a coach? It's the world that we've created by basically having no rules and having no guardrails in college athletics. I mean, even college basketball. College basketball is my second love to college football. But college basketball, one of the great things about college basketball, if you're a diehard fan, is that you used to be able to watch your guys, you know, come in as freshmen. Same thing in football, but in basketball, it's a little easier, I would say, because it's, you know, 10, 12, 15 guys. But really, it's 9 to 10 guys that you follow, and they're freshmen, and maybe they're redshirt, then they're sophomores, then they're developing, juniors, seniors. Now, you got to learn a whole new roster every year. And yes, same thing in football, but you always had a little more turnover in football than you ever did in basketball, it seemed like. Now, basketball, forget it. You got 10 guys in, 10 guys out in some cases, right? If you have a new coach, forget it. You know, you better forget everybody's name and you got to learn 10, 11, 12 new names. That's just how it goes. So when Jim Knowles went to Penn State, I was kind of like, got $3 million. 3.1, I think it is, over 3 years. That's more than head coaches are making, right? At a couple of power schools, probably. Certainly more than most group of five, if not all group of five coaches are making. Jim Knowles is making that as a DC. And Penn State, I kind of don't mind Ohio State losing a coordinator to Penn State. I think it's a fascinating development in the sport. But the rivalry thing, it's something that I miss, but I know it's gone. And I guess also as a Big 12 fan, we're missing a lot of those rivalries right now. We're kind of rebuilding rivalries or trying to find new ones because of the reshuffling of the deck, right? I mean, what are the rivalries right now that you think about in the Big 12? It's at the top, it's the Holy War, it's Utah and BYU. It's Farmageddon, Iowa State, Kansas State. It's Kansas State, KU. And then where do you go from there in the Big 12? I mean, if you're talking about top-tier rivalries, there's a pretty big and, I would say, precipitous drop-off after that. If you want to make a case for I would put TCU-Baylor in there. Probably would put them in. But after that, you know, you're kind of scratching around to try to find great rivalries. So we're losing them in the Big 12. So this just didn't hit me the same as it maybe did other college football fans. And you got to realize that until they fix the sport, until they fix name, image, likeness, this will continue to happen with players and certainly with coaches because the Band-Aid's been ripped off. Whereas Jim Knowles might have thought to himself, you know, can an Ohio State DC really go to Penn State? Right? It's not an Ohio State DC becoming the head coach at Penn State. It's a lateral move. Can you really do that? No one cares anymore. There might have been some self-restraint where Jim Knowles says, I want out of Ohio State. I'll go and take that Oklahoma job that Brent Venables has on the table. Maybe it's not the most money, but I can't possibly be the Ohio State guy going to Penn State. That's unfathomable. I can't do that. Now, we kind of shrug. And yeah, I don't like it for the sport, but I'm not going to sit here and pretend like we have not been trending down this road the entire time, because we have been. And that's the disappointing part. I'm Pete Mundo. We are Heartland College Sports. We are glad that you are here, as always, as a part of the show. Thank you, thank you, thank you. If you're not on our free Heartland College Sports message boards and forums, please do go check those out. They are free, fun ways to interact with fellow Big 12 fans. Just sign up and that's it. That's all you're getting. That's all you're signed up for, nothing else. Great example here on the YouTube channel. Peter writes, I'll admit I was upset about Trace Ford going to OU, but then it became more comical. Yes, that is well said, Peter. Very well said, my man. Thank you, guys. Hit that thumbs up. Make sure you're subscribed. Hit the 5-star. Have an awesome day. We'll talk to you soon. Go Big 12.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets. Guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.